With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Wall Street returns to work this week on the heels of a powerful election week rally, ignited by the prospect of a secondary Trump presidency.
Mr. Trump's pending return to the White House has investors anticipating lower taxes and deregulation. The market also welcomed the convincing nature of the Trump victory, putting to rest fears of a long, drawn-out process before the race was finally settled. The Dow and the S&P gained more than 4.5% on the week, while the Nasdaq advanced almost 6%. For the Dow and the S&P, last week brought the largest single-day percentage gain in 2 years. Rich Thomason reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump has been declared the winner in Arizona, allowing him to complete a sweep of all seven swing states in this year's election. Bob Agnew reports.
The victory returns Arizona and its 11 electoral votes to the Republican column after Joe Biden's 2020 victory. The win over Kamala Harris marks Trump's second in Arizona since 2016. The former president campaigned on border security and the economy, successfully tying Harris to inflation and record illegal border crossings during the Biden-Harris administration. Bob Agnew, Washington.
CVS Health has posted a miss in third-quarter profit and named executives for Q2 key divisions.
The company earned $87 million in the 3 months ending in September, down 96% from a year ago. Results were weighed down by hefty restructuring charges. CVS Health had warned Wall Street last month that the third quarter would turn out worse than expected. Meanwhile, the company also named a former UnitedHealth executive to head its Aetna business.
Jeremy House reporting. Officials say Qatar has decided to suspend its key mediation efforts between Hamas and Israel, but one spokesman says Qatar is very likely to return the efforts to both sides. This is SRN News. A Canadian province tackles transgenderism, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Lawmakers in Alberta are considering a measure that would bar doctors from performing sex change operations on children. The legislation mirrors a number of state laws in the U.S. that say anybody under the age of 18 simply cannot make an informed decision about having irreversible surgery designed to help them live as the opposite sex. Canada is generally more socially liberal than this country, but parents north of the border are beginning to express concerns about transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in this country, and most Americans are well aware of it. A new study released by the American Jewish Committee finds 75% of the general public now believes anti-Semitism is a problem in this country. That percentage is even higher among those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. Nearly 90% of Americans say everyone is responsible for fighting the problem. Anti-Semitism is on the rise around the globe. This is SRN News. New Orleans' former Six Flags theme park, which shuttered in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, has finally come down.
The Times-Picayune, the New Orleans Advocate, reports demolition took place at the eastern New Orleans site of carnival rides and buildings just off Interstate 10 that never reopened after Katrina struck. Developer Troy Henry and others are advancing new plans for the land through a development partnership called Bayou Phoenix. He says Bayou Phoenix has reached an agreement with one of three anchor tenants.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. New Mexico State Police have destroyed tens of thousands of pounds of marijuana plants at greenhouses in the northwestern part of the state. An attorney for the company says his client's civil rights were violated and the company plans to sue over the damaged property. Authorities say dozens of agents were assigned to eradicate the plants in October. State regulators had started the process of revoking the license, having filed a noncompliance order. This is SRN News.